All right. Well, it's hard to really describe what's happening with Trump spiraling into the abyss of madness, I suppose, at this point. Trump has gone all out attacking many of his key supporters from the independent media. By name, Trump is now attacking Candace Owens, Alex Jones, Tucker Carlson, and Megyn Kelly. He put out a post that says, quote, "I know why Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, Candace Owens, and Alex Jones have all been fighting me for years," which is not even true, by the way. I mean, they are some of his best supporters. But he continues, "especially by the fact that they think it is wonderful for Iran, the number one state sponsor of terror, to have a nuclear weapon, because they have one thing in common, low IQs," he says. "They're stupid people. They know it, their families know it, and everyone else knows it too." It's almost like you should put on there, you know, "and poopy poo in your pants too." You know, it's like this is kindergarten language or something. He says, "they don't have what it takes and they never did. They've been thrown off television, lost their shows, blah, blah, blah." Okay, so first of all, Tucker Carlson is, by any measure, one of the most successful independent journalists in the history of America. He's an extraordinary person, really. Extraordinary in his interview skills, in his courage, and his inquisitiveness about what's happening in the world. I've never met Tucker Carlson. I've never interviewed him. But I'm just honored to be a fellow American alongside Tucker Carlson. I mean, I know people who know him and talk to him on a regular basis, etc. And Tucker is a high integrity, extraordinary person. Maybe I will get to meet him one day. I would certainly enjoy that. I like meeting high integrity, high IQ people. So for Trump to call Tucker Carlson low IQ is just clearly some kind of, I don't know, lashing out of desperation from a president that is spiraling into the abyss, like I said earlier. And to call Candace Owens low IQ, and to call Candace Owens a loser and a failure, etc., it's just nonsense. Clearly, Candace is also extremely bright, incredibly courageous. She is above anyone, I think, in our modern world, willing to pursue politically risky stories like Charlie Kirk, the assassination of Charlie Kirk, which was clearly an inside job, obviously. We all know that at this point. But not only that, but a lot of other stories as well. Candace Owens, again, I've never met her. I've never interviewed Candace, although I would love to interview her one day if that ever happens. But to call her low IQ is also just absurd. It's absurd. And Alex Jones, I mean, Alex Jones has been fighting against the deep state establishment since, I don't know, 1997 or something. Alex has been at this longer than almost anyone. I mean, maybe Steve Quayle has been at it longer than Alex, but Alex is right up there, that's for sure. And to call Alex low IQ is also really absurd. You know, Alex has an extraordinary memory, for one thing. He's able to pull together documents that he read, you know, 15 years ago. And he's able to remember events and names and organizations and how they all interconnect and keep it all in his head. And, you know, one of the things that people don't really know about Alex, perhaps, because I've hosted with him on his show, you know, I've sat beside him many times when the desk in front of us is just covered with stacks of paper, stacks of news. And the funny little secret about Alex Jones is he doesn't need any of those stacks to do the show. I mean, he could talk about any of those subjects without having to read any new articles, because he's constantly absorbing information. So, you know, and look, I may not agree with Alex all the time on every single thing, and he the same back towards me as well. That's okay. It doesn't matter. We're independent-minded people. But to call Alex low IQ is also completely absurd. Totally absurd. And by the way, Alex paid the highest price of anyone for supporting Trump. You know, it was Alex's support of Trump that actually got him targeted with all the lawfare about the Sandy Hook trials and, you know, the civil trials, which involved a bunch of CIA operatives and a bunch of spooks and a bunch of shenanigans and rigged court, rigged judge, everything. The whole thing was rigged to get a judgment against InfoWars for like $1.5 billion that still hangs over the head of Alex and the entire organization. You know, they don't even control their own money. All the revenue they have for 2 years now has been controlled by this, I don't know what is, a court-appointed stewardship that handles all the money, all the payroll, everything. Like, every expenditure has to be approved. Alex doesn't even have control over the finances of InfoWars because the court took that away from him. Alex has been stripped of all personal wealth, period, everything, because he supported Trump. And, you know, Trump owes Alex big time. Trump owes Alex. And I've often thought that Alex should sue the federal government for malicious persecution, because I think the government owes Alex $1.5 billion, frankly. And it wasn't Trump that prosecuted Alex. It was, the CIA, it was other elements. I think it all started under Obama. I'm not exactly sure of the timeline of it all. But, you know, under Joe Biden, it all continued as well. But Trump owes Alex Jones. I don't think Trump would be president without Alex Jones, frankly. And Tucker Carlson, you know, campaigned for Trump. And Megyn Kelly, in her own way, also did as well. And many other people. And even, you know, I went out on a limb and I defended Trump against the fake impeachment and the fake Russia hoax and all that nonsense, which was all completely fake. And yeah, you know, the election was rigged against Trump in 2020. That's well known at this point. And I've defended Trump against all the crazy attacks on him this entire time. But what Alex says now, Alex Jones, he says that the Trump that we have in 2026 is not the Trump that we used to know and love. He's changed. He's different. And that's true. And that's an important observation that Alex has made. The Trump that we have now doesn't seem to care about MAGA, doesn't care about his own base. He doesn't care about America. All he cares about is serving the interests of a foreign nation, Israel. And Trump is willing to throw all his own people under the bus and throw the American people under the bus. This is going to go horribly, horribly wrong for the GOP in the midterms, to the point where I would bet that the GOP is going to have to remove Trump, or the GOP is going to have a political wipeout in the coming midterm elections. That's my prediction. You know, the Democrats want Trump to stay in, actually, because he's such a horrifically bad example of just a runaway rogue president. So the Democrats want to run against Trump, even though Trump's not up for election. The GOP should be the party that encourages Trump to resign and replaces him. And then maybe they might have a chance to be competitive in the midterms, depending on, you know, a lot of things, I suppose. But Trump is spiraling at this point, and I don't know if it's a combination of pressures because the war has gone horribly. He hasn't achieved victory in any real way at all. He doesn't control the Strait of Hormuz. All the U.S. military bases in the Persian Gulf region have been destroyed or evacuated or both. The petrodollar is weakening. The U.S. military is being shown to be weak and a paper tiger and unable to project power, unable to protect its allies. And on top of that, America's allies like Taiwan and Japan and South Korea, plus many others, are also finding out that there's a great cost to being a U.S. ally. You don't get any energy, you don't get any military protection, and you get hit with tariffs. On top of that, you get punished for being a U.S. ally. And all of that traces back to Trump. So it's not just that people like Alex Jones are criticizing Trump or people like myself or Tucker Carlson, and all of his criticism of Trump has been rational, entirely legitimate, you know? But it's not just that. It's that every U.S. ally around the world is right now cursing Trump. I mean, maybe not publicly, but privately. Oh, my God. They're thinking to themselves, what on earth have we done? We chose the wrong champion here. We chose the wrong team. If we stay tied to the United States, our economies are going to collapse. We have no military protection. The currency that we're demanded to use is weakening by the day. That's the petrodollar, etc. And that's why countries like Taiwan, the pro-China political party in Taiwan, known as the Kuomintang, or KMT in English letters, has sent a representative to meet with President Xi in China. And this representative, a woman, is negotiating. And to great applause in China, by the way, she is spreading a message of peace and cooperation, that the only way for Taiwan to have a future is to find peace and cooperation with mainland China instead of trying to achieve Taiwan's independence. And this message is getting a tremendous amount of traction in Taiwan and even, you know, outside of Taiwan. There are two primary political parties in Taiwan, the KMT, like I mentioned, and then the DPP. The DPP is the one that's always calling for independence, but the KMT wants to rejoin with mainland China. Now, I used to be a person who was always talking about Taiwan's independence, years ago, because I used to live in Taiwan, and I have great respect for the Taiwan people and Taiwan innovation and creativity and work discipline, etc., and intelligence. Today, I have to say that it's a danger to be an ally to the U.S., and Taiwan probably needs to find a way to cooperate, you know, join mainland China and have the trade advantages and the military protection of mainland China. Because hanging out there right next to China, but under the, quote, protection of the U.S. is actually a danger. The danger is that the U.S. could do to Taiwan what NATO did to Ukraine, which is to sacrifice a country as a proxy in a war against Russia, in the case of Ukraine, or a war against mainland China, which would devastate Taiwan's economy and slaughter millions of Taiwan citizens. And I don't want to see that happen at all. And by the way, the real future for Taiwan, the brightest future, the most economically abundant future, is going to be one where they benefit from China's trade routes and trade reach and diplomatic weight all around the world, where Taiwan itself cannot possibly hope to achieve that as an independent nation. So the reason I mention all of this is that Trump is causing many U.S. allies, such as Taiwan, to absolutely rethink their entire loyalty to the United States. The U.S. empire is collapsing, just like Trump's presidency is collapsing. And even countries like Japan are now just selling off U.S. treasuries at a rapid pace. And it's unclear to me whether Japan can continue to function as a U.S. military outpost, which is effectively one of the ways that the U.S. is using and exploiting Japan, and has since the end of World War II, since 1945. So South Korea has been left vulnerable by the United States, which has stripped South Korea of anti-missile defense systems to send them over to Israel. So South Korea is just left basically defenseless against North Korea. And there are many other examples of this as well. You know, Australia is suffering tremendously because lack of fuel due to the actions of Trump. The UK suffering tremendously. All of Western Europe is suffering. And there are other allies around the world that are also being hit hard, like India. So the most expensive ally for any country in the world to have is the United States of America. And that's because of Trump. And Trump is proving that every single day. So again, not only is the Trump presidency spiraling and it's becoming a dumpster fire, but also the reputation and the strength of the United States empire around the world is also evaporating because of Trump's actions, right before our very eyes. And this is going to recalibrate the entire world, really. This is going to reform the structure of multipolar power all around the world. And as I said in my previous podcast, Trump's actions have made Iran a world power. Iran is now a world power contender because it now asserts control over approximately 20% of the energy of our world, that is, or energy exports of our world, which come out of the Persian Gulf, obviously. And because of Trump's actions, now Iran has that control, which they did not have 6 weeks ago. Think about that. They didn't have that control 6 weeks ago. Now they do because of Trump. 6 weeks ago, America had, you know, it was like 27 military bases or something all around the Middle East. Today, that number is effectively zero because of Trump, or at least zero functioning military bases. They could be rebuilt, but probably Iran would just bomb them again. So Trump is just absolutely destroying, destroying America's reputation, America's power, America's reach, America's leverage, America's, I mean, even just the ability to threaten other countries, that has been diminished greatly by the military failures in dealing with Iran. And no doubt Trump is going to now triple down on all this, and he's going to try to land troops. You can see the buildup. That's where he's going with this. He's going to try to throw 100,000 troops or something into Iran and think, well, this ought to do it. You know, we'll just invade. And it's going to be the worst disaster ever, the worst quagmire imaginable. And it's going to fail. And Trump's going to go down in history as the worst failure of U.S. presidents in the history of the Republic. That much is clear. And it will be shame brought upon or cast upon the GOP for decades to come if the GOP doesn't do something to remove Trump from power here through 25th Amendment or impeachment or what have you. So that's where we are right now. And of course, I'm not the only one who sees this. Lots and lots of people see it. Matt Bracken and Robert Barnes and, you know, of course, Alex Jones sees it. And so many more. And heck, even Benny Johnson, who I had criticized pretty harshly, he seems to be changing now. He's saying that Netanyahu should be banned from visiting the White House or having any influence over the White House. And yeah, that's absolutely true. 100%. So, hey, maybe Benny Johnson's coming around. I'm always willing to, you know, to reevaluate people once they reevaluate their own positions. And I judge people on their actions. So, look, the bottom line here is that Trump has divorced America and he has married his mistress, which is Israel. You got it? So he divorced America and he threw America out on the street or under the bus. It's like, goodbye, America. I mean, Trump should basically, he should just change his citizenship to be an Israeli citizen because he's got no loyalty to America. He doesn't represent America. He doesn't have American values, clearly, at this point. He doesn't respect the rule of law, the Constitution. He doesn't believe in representational government. He's thrown all that away as well. He's basically functioning as a member of the IDF. He's basically, you know, Netanyahu light or something. Or like a mini, Netan mini Yahoo, something like that. it's unbelievable. So this is where Trump is today. And Alex is right. It's not the Trump that we knew. It's not the Trump that we supported previously. It's something very different. He's lost his mind or he's been compromised or poisoned or replaced or something. Who knows? It's like mind melded with something, some alien artifacts. Who knows? I don't know. But it's not the Trump we knew. And by the way, at the end of the day, then, with Trump throwing Alex Jones and Candace Owens and Tucker Carlson under the bus and a lot of other people, Trump is choosing to surround himself with some of the most hate-filled, raging Zionist lunatics, fanatics that we've ever seen. People like, you know, Mark Levin and Laura Loomer and Ben Shapiro and others, and none of those people put America first. None of them have the values that represent MAGA. And I don't think, in my view, I don't think any of them are mentally stable either. And they're obviously filled with hatred. They openly call for genocide and mass extermination of all of Islam. They want to nuke or bomb Iran into the Stone Age, like Trump said. And these people cheer that on, which just shows you how dark their hearts are. And if Trump wants to surround himself with darkness, well, I mean, I guess that's his choice. That's the choice that he's made. But I will tell you that if you surround yourself with darkness, it will consume you until you become the darkness. And that's where Trump is going. He's going to end up as just some babbling, deranged, evil. Well, what am I saying? He's already there. I don't know. He's going to take it another step deeper, wherever that goes, you know, into the dark cave of Darth Vader or something. But why would you choose to surround yourself with people like that? Why wouldn't you want to have people that support truth and light and compassion and humanity and honesty and abundance and innovation, creativity, ideas, etc.? You know, that's what I hope to do in my life, is to surround myself with people or associate with people that are good people, that are good faith people. Intelligent, informed, interesting, creative, innovative, and who want to create a better future together. And there are no Zionists that I've ever seen that qualify for that circle. they are some kind of weird apocalyptic fanatics who are filled with hatred and death and destruction. So Trump has decided to go down that path, and it's not going to end well for him or for America or for the world, for that matter. It's going to be bad for all of us. So we need to prepare for that. And, you know, Charlie Kirk was taken out, right? Because he refused to support the Zionist agenda. So they killed Charlie Kirk. I mean, they murdered him. And then they covered it up and tried to blame it on a lone shooter, you know, typical false flag operation. So they killed Charlie. And there's more that they're going to do to try to control things, because they're losing control right now. Big time. They're losing control. Somebody was trying to hack my X account, by the way. Somebody, I think, they're running a brute force attack, because I got these notifications and I had to reconfirm a bunch of stuff to log back in. But somebody was hammering my X account, so they won't be able to succeed, by the way. I don't think so. And I don't click on phishing links and things like that, so you know, they're not going to be able to do it. But they were trying. There are nefarious forces that are trying to compromise those of us who tell the truth. And that's why I appreciate you so much, by the way. And thank you for supporting me. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing this podcast. And you can follow more of my work at brightvideos.com. And you can also, of course, read my articles at naturalnews.com. And we've got a lot of interesting stuff coming your way. So I'll wrap up this report for today. Thank you for listening. Take care. We now have vitamin D3 plus K2 plus Aquaman, which is a seaweed calcium, available at healthrangerstore.com. Here, I've got it up on my site here. This is the Groovy Bee brand that we have, which is our in-house brand, healthrangerstore.com. Again, vitamin D3 plus K2 with Aquaman. That's the brand of the seaweed calcium in a capsule format. Of course, it's laboratory tested for heavy metals and glyphosate and microbiology and so much more. And it's certified ingredients, of course. And, you know, everything that we build for you in terms of a product is meticulously sourced. And one of the most difficult products to source is actually vitamin D3. It's extremely difficult, because it turns out in the supply chain, almost all vitamin D has a bunch of sort of unnamed ingredients in it. And that's what our sourcing people found after a couple of years of trying to source a clean version of vitamin D3 that we finally found and nailed and put it in the formula and did all the lab testing and certification. So now it's available. So this synergistic combination, if you think about natural bone support, for example, or you think about the fact that
so many people may not have sufficient levels of vitamin D for just optimal health and immune support and, you know, many other reasons to have vitamin D levels. This product can help you supplement that. And so it's available now, healthrangerstore.com, vitamin D3 plus K2 with Aquaman, 60 capsules available, shipping right now while supplies last. And in this environment where global supply chains are getting wrecked, you know, if this is something you want, get it now while we have supplies, because it's becoming more difficult and more expensive to source literally everything at this point. So anyway, thank you for your support. You can also find many other products, of course, hundreds of different products at healthrangerstore.com, including storable food. And right here we have our organic powdered chicken bone broth in a number 10 can, our turmeric root powder, and so much more. We've got so many amazing products for you to choose from, including tinctures, superfoods, storable foods, as well as freeze-dried fruits and vegetables in sealed number 10 cans. That's great for long-term storage. Plus, we have iodine, and that's a product that's moving very quickly because of concerns about, you know, global nuclear war, unfortunately. But you can find all of this. It's all laboratory tested. It's all certified. It's all meticulously sourced at healthrangerstore.com. And yeah, there we go. That's what the vitamin D3 looks like there. Thank you for supporting us, because we need your support in order to fund our platform. And so we can keep bringing you amazing interviews and content and free AI tools for knowledge and so much more. So thank you for supporting us. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for healthrangerstore.com.